Hey, welcome to Hustle. It's a podcast about product design. I'm Rick Messer, and I'm here with Anthony.
Hello.
Anthony Armendariz is the co-host of this podcast thing that we do. And we are here to kind of intro a pretty special episode that we have today. Did something a little bit different, so I hope you guys like it. But before we get into it, I just wanted to do a shout out to our new sponsor, Envision, which is super awesome. Man, this product cannot be stopped. Like, they just keep getting better and better. And I don't know about you, but I've had, you know, occasionally run across something that annoyed me about it. And their social team, like, responds to everything. Like, if you say, hey, I'm having this problem, like, you know, that they'll be on it right away. So support is amazing. But even beyond that, they're just like nonstop pumping out awesome new features that help UI designers, whether you're web or, you know, mobile. Right? So
check out that new inspect feature. Looks pretty cool.
Inspect feature, is that in beta?
In beta.
Super cool. Something else they have going on. They have this new thing called Craft, but what's even more, which I'm sure everyone's heard about because it's really cool, but what is even more interesting is that Envision just recently acquired a company called Silverflows, which was basically a prototyping plugin for Sketch, and now it's owned by Envision. So there's just quite a bit of stuff going on there that is really, really cool. So, you know, it's exciting. Everybody on their team, too, just seems super, super in touch with what's going on in the design realm. And they've got people, like, pumping out awesome, awesome design content. And so check it out, envisionapp.com. So with that, just wanted to give you guys a little bit of background before we launch into this episode. We tried something a little bit different today. Anthony, you want to tell?
Yeah. So, you know, first, thanks for Envision and Spotify and Atlassian for being amazing, you know, co-partners on this South by Southwest party that we had. And Rick and I, we had it last night. And Rick and I were thinking, well, there's going to be a ton of designers there from out of town, some local, from, you know, various, you know, crafts. Why don't we interview them, ask them, you know, a set of few questions to just kind of see what people think about some stuff. So this episode is going to be a compilation of many, many people who took time to, you know, come by the booth and answer these questions.
Yeah, sorry for the jazz music. Actually, maybe I'm not sorry because it sounded great. yeah, but it's, you know, it's our first time trying something like this, so you're going to hear some background noise, and hopefully you can just kind of get the vibe, and maybe you can just picture yourself there with us. We had a lot of fun, man. These are our friends, like people that mean a lot to us that we have known over the years in Austin. And of course, there was a lot of awesome out-of-town people because South by Southwest is kind of big, you know? A lot of people come.
I hear it's a thing.
It's coming. Yeah, it's up and coming. Yeah. So the five, well, it's really three questions because the first two questions are, what is your name? And where do you work? So we ask them that to give a little, just a little bit of an intro to introduce themselves. And then we asked them three questions after that. We asked them, what do you love about being a designer? Then we asked them, how does geography affect your career or design? So that question had been sort of something that we had talked about recently at Epicurrents.
Yep.
And it was just a really fascinating discussion about, you know, what is it that makes a difference? You know, are you a designer from SF? Are you a designer from New York? Are you a designer from, you know, the Midwest, like in some kind of smaller town? Like, how does that affect, you know, your design, your career, or does it? So that just happened to be top of mind. It was super, super interesting. A lot of people had good things to say about it. The next question was, where do you want to be in 5 years? Because I think it's interesting to know. You know, I think that was Anthony, your question, but I thought it was really interesting to hear, like, who wanted to still be doing design, who wanted to be doing something totally different. And then I think the last question was just kind of a funny one. what is your least favorite design trend? So these are you know, these are the questions we asked, and we got some really, really interesting perspectives. So.
Yeah, make sure you watch. I mean, sorry, listen. Make sure you listen and look out for the cameo with Dan Benjamin from 5x5.
Yeah, and Hattie Cook and actually Hattie.
Okay.
did as well.
She did it? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, thank you very much. I hope you guys enjoy this. Definitely, like, if you hate this, like, tweet us and let us know, because we'd love to know if it's not interesting. But man, it was really fun to try something different and just have fun with our friends at South By. So with that, we'll go ahead and get into it. And I think this first person up is, we might change it. So I have no idea who's going to be first up. I hope you enjoy it. Have a good day.
Enjoy.
Currently, I'm just doing freelance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you love about being a designer?
Well, what's there not to love about being a designer? First of all, I love solving problems. So, like, that challenge of, like, getting given an impossible task and then trying to solve it is really where I get my bread and butter.
kind of random, but how does geography affect your career in design or design? Like, just where you're from, like where you're from, like where you live, like, does that affect who you are as a designer?
I think absolutely. I think part of what being a designer is you're kind of showing the world your experience, and where you've been, where you're at currently, who you're surrounded by is a collection of those experiences, and then it comes out in the way that you design something. Absolutely.
Totally. What do you want to be doing in 5 years?
5 years. Hopefully, like, doing some sort of, at a lead or senior level, managing people, helping make design decisions.
Still design, like you say, the same design.
Absolutely,
designer.
Yeah, yeah.
And what's your least favorite design trend?
I think my least favorite right now is the idea of, like, that dribbleization of design.
Yeah, yeah.
I just think it's a really unfair comment to make on a outlet for sharing your work.
Yeah. So does that mean that you're pro-dribble or anti-dribble?
I'm pro-sharing and looking at things. I think the idea that, like, the top liked things are all similar is a result of designers liking the same type of thing.
Yeah.
It's not a result of the software company making an outlet for us to share our work.
Actual. Right. Cool.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
That's it.
Thanks.
Doing a podcast question and answer session.
What do you think?
Hey, so state your name for the record, sir.
Mike Townsend.
Okay. Where do you work, Mike?
I work at Project 202. I'm a creative director, and I've been there for about 4 years. I don't feel like I'm as much of a designer anymore as I am a design manager. But when I was a designer, I liked creating things from nothing. And now I like helping other people create things from nothing. Yeah.
Nice. Do you think geography affects your career or design?
I would say so, yeah. I would like to think that I'm pretty well traveled, and I've seen design being represented pretty differently in other countries. And so, yeah, I would think geography changes the design aspect.
Okay, what do you want to be doing in 5 years?
Traveling more and maybe designing more.
And what is your least favorite design trend?
Let's see. That's a really hard question, because
like something you see a lot, like long shadows or
long shadows is pretty invasive. I work on a lot of enterprise design, and I think that hamburger menus are pretty, like, perfect. Just very unfriendly.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, good. I'm glad you like that one.
That's perfect. That's
thanks,
actually
man.
My least favorite one, too. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. But state your name for the record, please.
Hi, my name's Mike.
Okay, and where do you work?
I work at Project 202.
Oh, much like the last Mike.
Make it confusing for you.
Sorry, well, you're both talking into mics, so that works. What do you love about being a designer?
I guess what I like most about being a designer is just getting exposed to so many different industries and different products, different challenges that people are facing every day, and getting to find ways to make their lives easier.
Nice. how does geography affect your career or design? Like, where are you from? Like, what? Like, where you're working?
Well, it certainly affected my career and the geography. I used to be on the East Coast and worked and lived in Baltimore for about 12 years, and then moved to Austin about 7 years ago, and it's been awesome. It's been great for my career. I enjoy working. I've been at Project 202 that whole time, and being able to come to things like South By and the proximity of things like South By, you know, makes it easy to really meet other people and get exposed to new ideas.
I feel like you've really changed your design style since being in Austin.
I don't know about change my design style, but certainly changed my perspective. Perspective on really focusing on user research throughout the entire process, and really that's driving the creative process, and being able to convince businesses that that's really important. There's definitely more of a receptive audience to that kind of thing nowadays, as opposed to about 7 years ago.
No, that's true. That's a good point. Okay, last question. What is your least favorite design trend?
Least favorite design trend?
Yeah.
Wow.
What do you see all the time? You're like, this again.
Yeah, I guess it's the kind of the oversimplification of illustration and typography. I think that we've kind of lost some of the creativity that those two art forms can really bring to design.
Okay, great, cool, thanks, man.
Cool, thanks.
Sweet. Okay, state your name for the record, please.
Josh Bullock.
Josh Bullock, where do you work?
I work with Viato.
A little closer.
I work at Viato. It's part of Cox Automotive.
Nice.
I'm a UI UX manager.
What do you love about being a designer?
Well, in my particular field, I really like that we get to make enterprise B2B apps beautiful. That there's really not a lot going on in the business space, and that's amazing.
Yeah.
So it's cool that we're given that opportunity.
Okay. How do you feel that geography, where you actually are located or have from, how do you feel like that affects your career or design?
So being in Austin, like, has seen a huge influx. And, like, there are people that I've followed for years that are, like, titans in the industry. Folks like Happy Cog, who've actually moved some of their studio down here. So geography, I think, absolutely, like, it helps. But it's not the make or break sort of thing. I mean, you can actually work from anywhere now and contribute because of, I mean, we work in the internet. So
Right. I agree. What do you want to be doing in 5 years?
In 5 years?
Yeah.
Five years,
man. You got it. What are you gonna be?
I'm gonna be hopefully actually managing a kick-ass design team. It's what I just started, and hopefully I get to continue doing that good work.
Cool.
So,
one last question. What's your least favorite design trend?
My least favorite design trend?
What do you see on Dribbble and you're like, what?
Like a trend?
Yeah.
Long shadows? Can
yeah,
I still
that's
say
perfect.
That?
That's perfect. Awesome. Thanks.
Absolutely.
Hey, who we got right here?
My name is Dan Benjamin. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. Hey, I'm doing something called podcasting right now. Have you ever heard of that?
This is, I heard that just came back. This
yeah.
is a thing that it died and then they've just brought it back. Serial, right?
Yeah, thanks, Serial.
Are you part of Serial?
No, but I'm hoping to be the next Serial.
I think this is a good place to do it in here.
Yeah. This is how you podcast, right?
This is, yeah, you want this kind of, they call it ambiance. Yeah. It's very NPR of you.
Yeah, I'm just going for that whole, like, Radiolab vibe, like, the clinking of glasses and whatnot, yeah.
That's right. Well, I think you're off to a good start.
Yeah, thank you very much. You got anyone with you want to say hi?
One other person.
Hello. Who we got here?
Hi, it's Hattie Cook.
Oh, hey, Hattie, how's it going?
Good, how are you doing, Rick?
I have no idea. We're just trying to say hi to some people tonight, and saw you guys there.
Yeah.
Have you guys come over and say hi?
Definitely. I mean, we can't not stop by the podcast.
Yeah, right? Hey, so do you do any design work anymore?
I try to. Okay. I try to.
What do you like about being a designer?
I like the fact that the design that each person makes is completely unique to them, and everything can be fresh if you want it to be.
Nice. Thanks. Thank you for coming by, Hattie.
Thanks, Rick.
Okay. God. Hey, state your name for the record.
My name for the record is Chris Meeks.
Thank you. Where do you work, Chris Meeks?
I work for myself at a small studio called Hatbox.
What do you love about being a designer?
I love that you can make people's mind's eye into reality. You can show them a little bit of the future. That's a Julie Zhuo quote, I think, from Facebook.
Nice. How does geography affect your career or design? Where you're from, where you work?
Well, that's a good question.
Or does it?
I don't think it does for me, actually. Like, my clients are everywhere. With tools today, you can be face-to-face in a second with anybody across the world. It, I don't think, makes it really any difference.
What do you want to be doing in 5 years?
I want to be doing exactly this, but for slightly more money.
Perfect. What's your least favorite design trend?
My least favorite design trend is dribble criticism.
Can you explain what that means?
Dribble criticism is a phenomenon of douchery that has to do with criticizing a platform because people like to use it in different ways.
Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
State your name for the record, please.
I'm Clark Wimberly from Envision.
Okay, the next question is where you work, but you covered that in the first question.
I did do that.
What do you love about being a designer?
I love a little bit of everything. The problem solving I really enjoy, and problem solving for others I really enjoy. I really like to argue for other people.
Nice. This one would be interesting for an Envision employee. How does geography affect your career or design in general?
Okay. At Envision, we're fully remote, which has been new to me. I've been remote at a company. I've never been at a remote company, which has been really, really interesting. We grab talent from anywhere and everywhere, so geography doesn't affect us that much. We don't even have office space in any of our main cities. We're really, really remote.
That's pretty remote.
Yeah.
How many people have you met that work at Envision, like face-to-face?
I've met quite a few because I get to travel a bit for events, so each time I go to a city, there's a handful of people. Here in Austin, we've got like 17 going on 20 now, so I've met a really big portion of them. Yeah.
What do you want to be doing in 5 years?
In 5 years, maybe still this. I get to talk about design a lot. My main thing is I get to explain process and hear about other people's process, which is really, really interesting.
Cool. So same thing, just paid more money, right?
Yeah, just keep going up.
What's your least favorite design trend?
I don't know. I'm not sure if I have any. I guess carousels. I know that's a really lame one, but I hate having to swipe to see a lot of content.
Yeah.
I'd rather just be it presented more logically to me. I don't like to decide what's important. I want you to tell me what's important.
That's right. Nice. Okay, thanks, Clark.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Perfect.
Thanks.
Okay. State your name for the record, please.
My name is Brian Peterson.
Where do you work?
I work at a startup for Daily Fantasy Sports here in Austin.
What do you love about being a designer?
I'd have to say problem solving and the questioning of that you have no idea what you're doing every time a project redefines itself.
How does geography affect your career or design? Where you're from, where the city you're in, does that affect your career? Does that affect design?
I'd say first, I moved from Chicago to Austin for a design job that I didn't have prior to moving, but on the fact of the biggest thing that attracted me to digital product design is based on infancy and the infancy of the field in general and the infancy of joining a startup when you're defining more of what I do is right now is a game based.
So because it's like it's still really early in the industry, that's what gets me.
I think it, you run a parallel as like design wise, you're new to a new project and the idea that you're running and evolving with the project while it's creating itself has the level of infancy, gives you a level of, it makes you dangerous on your decision making.
Sure.
On the fact that making mistakes is just as easy as the product grows itself.
Yeah.
And there's no, there's kind of imbalance and tangent.
Sure. Okay, what do you want to be in 5 years? What do you want to be doing? Design still, something else, what?
You know, only the cosmos knows. But hopefully at some point in 5 years, I can be legit enough to be on at least one podcast, not in a bar, not seeing them here, you know.
Sounds good. Hey, you know, career goals, man. All right. And then lastly, what is your least favorite design trend? Least favorite. Hate it.
I hate I hate pretty much 90% of the stuff that's on Code Drop. So over hardcore 3D, 4D, switching, spinning, blah, blah, transitions that are literally dime a dozen.
I don't know. I might want to see something that's actually 4D. That sounds pretty dope.
Let's go.
All right, thanks, man.
Hey.
Hey, so state your name for the record.
Hey, my name is Ryan Weaver.
Okay, where do you work?
I currently work for a company called Creative Market.
Okay, and what do you love about being a designer? Or do you hate being a designer?
I don't hate being a designer.
Right, I'm just kidding.
That was my soundbite. What I love about being a designer, I love taking an idea, my idea, or someone else's idea, and making something better out of it. That's what I love about being a designer.
Sweet. Okay, curveball here. This would be interesting. You guys are like kind of a distributed team at Creative Market. So how does geography affect your career, or how does geography affect design?
In my personal world, geography affects it from a how clear can you communicate standpoint. Like the barrier of the computer, the barrier of the email or the Slack channel or the phone call or Google Hangout, like there's something that slightly gets lost. The constant struggle is like, how can I make that up? How can I create in my work environments the over-the-shoulder moment, the hey man, hey Rick, what are you working on? Moment and make that feel real across, you know, half the country.
That's true. Okay. Where do you want to be? What do you want to be doing in 5 years? Do you want to still be designing?
Is this an interview?
Yeah. Yeah. And later, how much do you want to make? Do you still want to be a designer? So do you want to like transition to something else, or do you want to still be doing what you're doing now for more money, or what?
I don't want to say I pigeonholed myself, but this is, I kind of got to keep doing this, I think. That's a great question. I told my wife this on my like second or third date, and I was like, I just want to be happy. And she kind of laughed and thought I was like really, like, not very cool in the moment. I was like, oh yeah, that's a crappy answer. But like, that's really what it is. Like, I want to be able to do things from a career standpoint that enable me to be happy. And currently, and I hope in my future, like, design provides that. Like, I get to be happy. I get to feel fulfilled in the things that I'm making, the people that I'm working with, the stuff that I'm giving a huge part of my life to on a daily basis, that it then turns and gives me the ability to give even better things like to the rest of my life outside of work. I want to be doing that in 5 years. I want to be happy splitting my life and giving my life to those aspects.
Heavy. All right, last question.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's beautiful, man. It's beautiful. All right, last question. What is your least favorite design trend?
Trick?
Trend. Least favorite trend.
Anything Fee at Fun Size is doing.
That was killer. Drop the mic. Basic questions. Hey, so state your name for the record, please.
Yan Huang.
All right, and where do you work?
I work at Adonit Creative.
What do you love about being a designer?
I think what I love about being a designer?
Yeah.
I don't know, just the act of creativeness.
Yeah.
Every day is going to be different. You get different tasks, and whenever you... there's going to be always different challenges, whether there'll be days where you're like, oh, I don't want to deal with something like this, or there'll be days where you're just like, how am I going to complete this? But when you are done with the process, it's just a awesome, like, feeling of accomplishment.
Yeah. How about this one? How does geography affect your career or design?
What do you mean by geography?
Where you're from, where you work, the city you work in, and the city where other designers work in. Like, how does geography affect?
Well, I mean, where I was from in Amarillo, Texas, there was not much going on design wise. I mean, everything was like an embossed logo or some sort of Comic Sans font. So I think what happened was moving here to Austin, Texas about 5 years ago, it just opened up this whole gateway of different creatives and personalities that you just learn and grow from, and it's been great.
What do you want to be doing in 5 years? Same thing, different stuff? What?
You know, like, my career path, I always there's always been some journey, whether it's being a designer or a graphic artist, then a designer, then you start learning code and start digging a little bit more in development. But in 5 years, I can still see myself doing some web development, but in reality, I just want to open up an alpaca farm.
That's awesome. All right, last question. What is your least favorite design trend?
Oh, my least favorite design trend has to be... I think, well, coming from the development side, I'm done with Bootstrap. I think a lot of people are still bootstrapping. I think, you know, when you get into an interview and somebody says, like, can you think outside the box? I literally think somebody should think outside the box. Maybe even, like, saying, like, enter a circle or a square. Do something different than the current Bootstrap community.
Sure. Cool. So, state your name for the record,
please. Hey, my name is Nick Robolik.
Nick, where do you work, man?
I'm a freelance creative director.
And what do you love about being a designer?
I'm a big fan of combining technology with art, and being a designer seems the best way to do that for me.
That's perfect. Okay, cool. How does geography affect your career?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, I mean, there are cities where it's much easier to find work doing interesting stuff than others. You know, New York, Austin, San Francisco, they're all good for doing interesting interactive design, which is mostly what I do. But, you know, if you're in the Midwest, maybe someone needs to start up something like that so people don't end up doing newspaper ads forever.
That is a great point. Okay, last question. What is your least favorite? Oh, sorry, I skipped it.
What I'm doing now and more of it.
Great. What is your least favorite design trend?
I'm pretty sick of single page websites.
Okay.
With all flat design, they all look like WordPress templates.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, great. Cool. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Rick.
Can you state your name for the record?
I'm Jonathan Howell.
And where do you work, Jonathan?
Microsoft on the Power BI design team.
What do you love about being a designer?
Probably one of the things from once I was a kid, being able to change the way people think, maybe through design, but I think that I got started in graphic design through creating band posters and persuading the way people think, and
nice.
I think that's one of the things that interests me.
Yeah, I got in the same way, man.
Rad.
How does geography affect your career, or how does it affect design?
That's an interesting question. I think it depends on the situation that you're in. I think if you're working remote, it could affect you. I know we have a team in Israel with Microsoft, and I think it's one of the things that is difficult at times, but you can definitely work through and having that time difference. But if you're like, let's say you live in Florida and you work for a company in San Francisco, you're able to still work with them because the time difference is short, but you can still work remote. So.
Sure. Yeah, totally. What do you want to be doing in 5 years? More design stuff? Get into something new?
I think my light at the end of the tunnel is being able to say this is working or this isn't working. I don't know if I want to go so much into the management position. I think that I still like to have my hands in a little bit of design. But I think being able to say, like, giving the veto on this works or this doesn't work, or I think we can revisit this, is kind of my light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay, what is your least favorite design trend?
No more long shadows. Cannot stand that shit.
I was waiting for that one to come out. I was like, where's the long
shadows? Holy moly, don't do that anymore, ever.
Cool, Jonathan, thank you so much, man. Alright, state your name for the record, please.
Stephen Ray.
Stephen Ray, where do you work, sir?
A company called Dialexa.
And what do you love about being a designer?
What do I love about being a designer? What a designer person? Okay, yeah. Knowing other amazing designer people, which are walking this way. I also love just having an opportunity to see these kind of big problems and having an opportunity to try to come up with an elegant solution for what these big problems are. I think that's why most of us that are building products love design, is because not really just to make cool shit, but really make people's lives better. And what I love about it is not even the process of getting there, but when we've actually accomplished successfully building a good product and seeing how that positively impacts a person or a company. And man, that's like the most gratifying part about being a designer. That's what I love the most about it.
How does geography affect your career? Or how does it affect design?
Geography.
The city that you're doing it in.
Okay. So, the city that I'm from, I don't know, aside from just having had certain experiences growing up, and sort of honing me into who I am today. Besides that, I'm not really sure. I had a great art teacher and all that. I guess that definitely had some impact. Where I live now, so I live in Dallas, we're based in Dallas. Definitely doesn't have that, you know, cool factor that Austin has, but that's also one of the cool things about it, is that there are so many hidden gems there. So, you know, if somebody comes in to visit, you kind of have to take them to the cool spots. You can't just roll in and not know what the hell's going on and expect to just be killing it. Also, I think from a design perspective, you know, there's a different type of client in Dallas. You know?
Son of a bitch!
Okay.
So, okay, what do you want to be doing in 5 years?
5 years? Damn it, Rick. That's a difficult question. In 5 years, here's the thing. In 5 years, I hope that I'm still love what I'm doing in terms of like building amazing things with people. I hope that in 5 years, I've been able to somehow impart some sort of knowledge that I currently have onto people within my company or outside of my company, just in general, that do such a better job than I've done and are doing things that are just blowing my mind.
Last question.
Yeah.
Least favorite design trend?
Least favorite design trend is the topic of design trends, period. Fuck it, I don't care. Like, if it's a design trend, let's understand what the value in this may or may not be for any particular project, because some design trends, they're kind of a trend because there's some value there. So, yeah, I mean, definitely there's shit that I see that, man, the more often I see it, just the more pissed I become. But I also am okay just dealing with the fact that I'm not the one who's buying into this trend right now, and that a lot of other people obviously are. So, yeah. Hey, thanks, brother. Okay.
State your name for the record, please.
My name's Ethan Leon.
And where do you work at?
I work at ThoughtBot.
And what do you love about being a designer?
I love helping businesses build good products.
How does geography affect your career, or how does it affect design?
Geography?
Yeah, like where you're from, what city you're doing
there. Well, I guess it's been a restriction in some sense. I mean, I like living here, and there have been opportunities elsewhere that I've bypassed, and sacrificed those opportunities to continue to live here. So I think it's been the right move in most cases, but, you know, speculating.
What do you want to be doing in 5 years? Same stuff? Maybe something new?
I don't know. I don't have a 5-year plan.
No. I mean, like, is there something right now? Like, you're like, yeah, I could do that. It might take me like 5 years to get there or something. I want to do that eventually. Or are you just like want to do the same thing?
No, I mean, I've been doing this thing for just a couple of years now, so I still feel like I've got a lot to explore. And so.
Last question: what is your least favorite design trend?
Design trick?
Trend.
Trend.
Oh, if you have a trick,
I don't have any. All trends are, you know. It doesn't matter. No, it's a thing that get caught up in if you're worried about the wrong thing. It's like it's no big deal.
Nice. Okay, perfect. That's awesome. Did you state your name for the record?
My name is Amanda Donaldson.
And where do you work?
I work for Spreadfast.
What do you love about being a designer?
I love problem solving. I love working with people who are constantly trying to challenge others to see things from a different perspective. And I love like the melding of all of these disciplines and getting to kind of relearn something new about or just learning about new businesses and new ways that people build things with every new project.
There's a quick call, a little bit different. How does geography affect your career? Or how does geography affect design? Like, the city that you designed in, does that affect,
Yeah, great question. I think it absolutely does. I think you see trends that are very specific to different cities, and that's often influenced by the different types of tools and maybe heritage. You know, Austin is a musical town, and so you've got this great history of gig posters. There's a lot of screen printers. There's a lot of people, a lot of design has to live outdoors and in a warm, sunny climate. So I think you see that in a lot of design, and I think that's you definitely see the shift when you go to some of the Nordic countries. Design has a very different kind of aesthetic, and then some of the design coming out of Australia, kind of same idea. Just I think that the culture definitely affects the trends in. Yeah.
What do you want to be doing in 5 years? Still design stuff? You want to change it up, or what? 5 years from now?
Oh yeah, I think when design's in your blood, you can't help but kind of see through that lens forever. But I just love learning from other people in the room and getting to learn, grow my own skills and be able to master certain parts of my craft.
Last question, what is your least favorite design trend?
Least favorite? Oh, I am really not a fan of the Memphis style design that's kind of popped back up, this like 80s kind of squiggly lines, like really thick strokes and like really obnoxious like neon color, like really bad clashing color mixes and stuff. Yeah, I hate that.
Thanks, Claude. That's it.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time. Can you state your name for the record?
Carlos Arellano.
And where do you work, Carlos?
I work for V Auto.
Okay. And what do you love about being a designer?
I love the creativity. I love that I can put together a couple of boxes and letters, and it looks pretty darn cool. Geography affects my career. I live in kind of the East Austin area, and my office is North Austin, so Highway 35, for those who don't know, is pretty terrible. It is the worst. But how does geography affect all of designers? Hopefully not too much anymore.
You
know, I think it does. We interviewed and hired a designer last year who had been from New Mexico and, you know, did a lot of work in Hawaii. So there was a lot of, you know, color choices and, you know, font choices that here in Austin probably wouldn't see. It's very nice. I always want to be doing design stuff, but maybe more in a bigger role. I want to hopefully be overseeing a lot of design work in our company and hopefully some user experience design as well.
Awesome. Okay, last question. What is your least favorite design trick?
Oh, goodness. Least favorite design trend. So I think there has been a lot of stuff on Dribbble that people have been designing to look like Apple TV apps. I mean, I think it looks really cool, but I don't know, you know, if Snickers is going to have an Apple TV app. Thank you.
Brian Smith.
And where do you work?
Viotto.
So you're not a designer.
I am not, no.
Okay, what are you?
I'm a product manager.
What are you? What do you love about being a product manager?
I love working with designers, with our customers, and with developers every day. So kind of get to do it all.
How does geography affect your career or design in general? Geography. Like where you're from, where it's being done?
Sure. At our company, we're trying to hire 20 developers and designers this year. And Austin is a hot place to be. It's also really challenging to find talent because there's so many people here that are kind of vying for that. So it's a blessing and a curse, I guess, to be where we are. Yeah.
That's true. What are you going to be doing in 5 years? Do you want to product management stuff? Do you want to do something else? Spread your wings?
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of 50-50 between, you know, like a product leadership, like director level role, or a starting my own business.
Type of thing. Nice. Yeah. Okay, great. I don't know if this will apply, but you can try to answer. Is there any like more a least favorite design trend? You've seen something that like you see like everywhere, and you're just, oh, that again? Like, come on.
Oh, man.
Yeah, feel free to bow out.
Yeah. Pass on that one.
Okay, that was the last one. Thanks, cool. Man. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
State your name for the record, please.
Riley Spiller.
And where do you work, Riley?
I work at Atlassian.
Why do you love being not a designer? No.
I would consider myself a visually minded person. I actually came from a design background, but these were the days I started doing web development, which is what it's called now, back in the days when it was called web design. And I, by nature of the fact that these weren't split out as separate jobs, had to learn Photoshop. And that's where I came from. I was a photographer full time for a number of years. Yeah, that's how I supported myself. And so that was where I came from with it. And then I found out that I could make a lot more money if I got into coding. It might have just been, you know... Well, I think actually that came first. The idea that you could make a really good salary as an independent coder came about. Now you can make a decent living as a designer, but I think for a long time it wasn't respected enough. So people thought of web developers as like, oh, that makes concrete sense, and design just doesn't necessarily, or they thought it's easy.
How's this? What do you love about building products?
So what I love about building a product is it's very philosophical for me. One of my favorite quotes is, the best way to predict the future is to create it. It's attributed to a lot of different people, including Abraham Lincoln, but pretty much everything I've found by Google searching says that Abraham Lincoln never said that. But that's what it means for me. It's building things that shape the future. And there's a lot of... the things that I work on, that sounds really epic. And then I worked at Evernote previously. That's how I knew Anthony, actually, is from Evernote. And, you know, that sounds like, okay, so how is Evernote going to change the world? But in little ways, I think it does, actually. For someone who was a idea man like myself, I needed a toolkit. And Evernote, in its heyday, was my go-to. That was my toolkit, and that's where I put all my ideas in. And I thought, and at the time, actually, when it came out, there wasn't another great thing that was out there that was doing what it did. And so I considered it one of the most valuable tools for an idea man like myself. And so that's what, when I went to it, I was super inspired about, and that's how I was changing the world, is I was creating this tool that I felt that other idea makers could use to help make their ideas come true.
It's a creator creating creation.
Exactly, that kind of thing, yeah.
So how does geography, products in general, where they're being created,
Now, when you say geography, do you mean where you go to do your work?
Yeah, so like you got people building in SF, you got people building in New York, you got people building in Austin. Like, how does that affect the product?
Oh, yeah, that's an interesting. I think it absolutely does, but it's got to be that it comes down to just an atmosphere of the people that are around you. Whenever you're around, like, super depressed people, you know how it's easy to get depressed? That just wears off. I know it's the same way with excitement. And so I think there's... It's just kind of a cultural osmosis thing. I would have to say yes.
5 years, where do you want to be? Are you doing the same sort of thing? Or going in a totally different direction?
Super captured by cutting-edge technologies. And I think there's a lot that can... really help out the human race that's coming out right now. There's a lot of split view, I think, with a lot of technology that's coming out right now. There's a dystopian path that a lot of people want to go down and say that this is ruining social engagement. The idea that technology, because we're staring at our phones, is making a conversation between you and I a lot less human than it was in the past. That, I say, is a negative view of it. And then I think there's a positive to say, you know, all the wonderful things that the internet in our pocket is giving us. Look at examples like Google Maps and how that just changes the way that we live. And we walk out the door and we don't know where we're going, but it doesn't matter because technology is to a point where we can rely on it. And I think that is fantastic and beautiful. And so I would love to be an optimist about that. But a part of being an optimist, I think, is it's going to have to put that in action. Or the pessimists are going to win. That's what I feel like. Like, you see these two tracks of these people that are like, they are creating a terrible future, not even trying, because they're too afraid of it.
Do you think that's like, do you see it that way? That it's like creating this dystopia where it's like everyone's just still?
I do. Too many people are afraid of it. And the reason they're afraid of it, in my opinion, is that we're losing control. And we truly are. As machines take over and people lose their jobs, we are losing control, and it's super terrifying because we don't know what it just right now. There's a so it's March 2016, and there was a major competition between a Google AI robot that beat a Chinese Go player. You know the game of Go, the Chinese game. It's kind of like chess, but it's a lot more complex. And thus far, computers have been able to play chess and beat human opponents for quite a while now with using pure artificial intelligence. But Go is a lot more complex, so complex that it took a lot longer for computers to reach this. And I think it was yesterday, actually, the final match happened, and the Google bot called AlphaGo just...
So we're fucked.
Clean the board. Well, so things like that, when you hear about them, it is kind of scary, because then you start running all these scenarios through your head, like, okay, well, if, you know, the U.S. military is now run by AI robots, and all of a sudden it decides to turn its attention, or someone directs it to turn its attention, how effective it can be when it can just, like, obliterate someone on the Go playing field or the chess playing field. What can it do in the real playing field? It's all the same to a computer. It means no difference. Moving chess pieces versus moving missiles around, like, makes no difference. So I think that there's a lot to be afraid of. And all the humanness that's lost in the way that we interact when we no longer interact with the ways that we're used to, and there are new ways that we've never interacted with before. They always have that statement that there's nothing new under the sun, but actually we're starting to see for the first time some new stuff that has never...
So it doesn't matter where you're going to be in 5 years, we're all going to be dead.
That's a long story.
Skynet.
Long.
Skynet. Okay, cool. So
long story long is take the positive path and try to help make it not a dystopian future.
All right, so the last question is designer-centric, but maybe you have an opinion on this. Do you have a least favorite design trend that you see coming up on products and websites and mobile products? Something you see and you're just like,
yeah, that's an interesting question. I can't think of anything.
Yeah, great. Bow wow. All right, cool. Thanks, Riley.
Yeah, definitely. Glad to. State
your name for the records.
Yep. John Haver.
And where do you work, John Haver?
I work at Rocksaw Studios. I'm a project manager there.
Okay, cool. What do you love about building products?
I think the most exciting thing to me about building products is jumping on top of other people's excitement. So we get a lot of startups, we get a lot of people that have these great ideas that may or may not be the next $1 million idea. So it's building upon their excitement and helping them reach their final goal. It's really exciting. The variety that people come up with and the amount of, you know, difference that we deal with on a day-to-day basis, it's awesome. You know, there's a lot of people that come up with really great ideas, and it's fun to be a little bit of a part of that.
A little bit of a part, yeah.
Yep.
Curveball question. How does geography affect your career?
It's kind of a twofold answer. I think in some ways it doesn't affect us at all because of technology. We have teams that work remotely. We have teams that work in the U.S. And because of technology, we're able to all work very efficiently together. Then in some aspect, it's difficult for those remote teams because the products that we're building are only location-centric. So it's harder for them to get a grasp on what we're building. So, like I said, it's kind of twofold. In some ways, it doesn't affect us at all. And in some ways, it's a little bit harder for the rest of the team to catch the vision of that. If we're building like a local app or a company that has a very locally targeted app, it's harder for some of our team to catch the vision of that. In 5 years, I would probably like to be more of a product owner. You know, a little more focused on building a specific product. But then again, I don't know, because I like the variety of being a project manager and being able to work on a bunch of different people's great ideas, like I said at the beginning, at the same time. So if I was at the same spot in 5 years, just working on more cool products, that'd be as well, you know, that'd be cool as well. Or if I was leading a team of project managers and they were all working on cool products. You know, I like the difference of the day-to-day aspects that I got now.
Last question, design essential question. If you have an opinion on it, well, not no worries, but is there a specific design trend that you dislike at the moment? What is your least favorite design trend?
I don't have anything specifically design focused, but I think for me, what I dislike the most is a design trend that's focused on a current culture trend. I can't stand those kinds of things, because that culture trend's going to go away, so that a design trend's going to be completely irrelevant in a year or 6 months or however long it is. So I think there's a sort of old school of thought to good design. That's always going to be there. You know, is it clean, easy, user-friendly design? That's always going to be there. That's always should be the foundation to solid design. So if we're too focused on what's cool right now with, you know, pop culture or something like that, it's going to be not important in a year or 6 months or so. Awesome. Thanks, man.
Yeah, you too.
Jim Justin Jordan Jr.
Justin, 4 J's.
Yeah, my website is 3J's IM.
Why not 4? You have the junior.
The last one's just for you.
Where do you work, Jim?
I work with you at Fun Size. Yeah. We share a lot of elbow time.
What do you love about being a designer?
I love that I get to like make these experiences that I hope people just do not hate. You know, if they actually like them, or actually better, if they ignore them and they don't notice them, I've done a good job, and it makes me feel great.
How does geography affect your career or design?
Okay, two things. South by Southwest affected greatly. It's getting very difficult to go to work. So geography, difficult, all people. two things. Geography in the sense of, like, our country. I don't work with anyone outside of America. That's kind of weird. I would like to go expand and work with other, like, people.
Maybe.
Yeah, hopefully. Like, I mean, thinking about language, like, how do you incorporate UI with another language? That's got to be, like, super difficult.
Right. True. What do you want to be doing in 5 years? Designing? Something totally different? Or what?
Man, I'm going to have Anthony's job. He's going to retire. I'm going to take it over. I'm just kidding. No, I would be a... I'd still be a designer. Architecture? That'd be really cool. But hopefully, like, applying some of the lessons we've learned in the digital space. I feel like we were, like, really... working very fast to learn a lot of new things very quickly, and if you can apply that to something that we're already doing all the time, it might be a really cool merger.
Least favorite design trend?
Anything fee designs.
You're the second person. Are you a designer?
I'm a developer.
Oh, okay. Well, is this like a design podcast?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
State your name for the record, please.
Rachel Lacoste.
And where do you work, Rachel?
I work for Media General.
Okay. What do you love about being a designer?
Well, I love that I can make art and make a little bit of money. That's how I, you know, I told my parents I was going to art school, and then, you know, I had a plan afterwards, and they were excited about that. So,
yeah. How does geography affect your career, or how does it affect design?
Well, I think that Austin, being in Austin and having a career in Austin is really... affected my career because it's a booming design industry. I think that I'm in a good place being early in my career, so there's that. Yeah.
Cool. What do you want to be doing in 5 years?
I hope that I'm super famous. I'm in a band too. I hope that pans out.
Okay, great. Perfect answer.
Yeah.
Most honest answer I've heard. Last question. What is your least favorite design trend?
My least favorite design trends. You know, I don't know. Like, I have a lot of respect for everyone's ideas, and you know, I don't want to hate on anyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice
to meet you.
Cool.
Say your name.
My name's Anthony Sanchez, but my friends call me Tony. So feel free to call me Tony.
Hey Tony, where do you work, Tony?
I'm actually currently looking for a job and / freelancing.
Okay. So you're a designer, right?
Yeah. I really get a kick out of creating and creating concepts that really help people, you know, and really thinking about how somebody can use something and improve their life. Because I love making my life easier on any given situation. Like, take for example, laundry. I hate doing laundry. So I will pay somebody 10 cents a pound to do my laundry for me. And that's a simple experience of, like, creating a system to improve somebody's life. I'm busy or I'm lazy and I want to spend time doing, or I want to give my time to something else rather than sitting in front of a laundry machine. And I will, you know, use that service to make my life easier.
Yeah. Okay, next question was geography, right?
Uh-huh.
How does geography affect your career?
You know, I feel like that geography plays a pretty big impact, or has a pretty big impact, because of the fact that not only are there, you know, there are technical limitations and logistical limitations involved, but there's also like demographic limitations and like things you need to consider whenever you're designing for somebody that doesn't live where you live. You know, because I come from a small town, East Texas. Population is 28,000 to 30,000, right? And the type of people that are coming from my hometown are not where I live now, right? So I need to think about, say if I'm designing something for those people, I need to think about how they're going to use it, how I know they're going to use it, or how I've been given the information of how they're going to use it. So I think that geographics play a big role, because it's like I said, it's not only like bandwidth or whatever, but it's also functionality as the human that's going to be able to use a website or use the app. Yeah.
What will you be doing in 5 years from now? Still design stuff?
Enjoying my life. Loving life.
Okay,
every day.
That's a great answer.
every day, you know, like, I don't know, being happy with doing what I'm doing, being fulfilled doing what I'm doing, being satisfied doing what I'm doing. You know, I'm at a point in my life where I will make small sacrifices for, I make big sacrifices for what I love and small sacrifices for what is going to, it's going to give me a headache, you know. So in 5 years, I would love to be still designing, still making great things and hanging out with cool people.
Yeah. Last question. What is your least favorite design trend?
Hamburger menus.
Yeah.
I hate hamburger menus.
Yeah, me too, man.
Poor Easter space.
I'm more of a thumb guy.
Yeah.
Cool. Great.
So, yeah, cool.
Tony.
Yeah.
State your name for the record.
Brian Butler is my name. I work for myself. I'm a freelance branding and illustration designer.
I hear your boss is a real dick.
Yeah, he's a huge dick. He has one. Just kidding. Cut that out. Yeah. How much can I curse in this podcast? Because I can curse.
It's labeled explicit.
Okay, cool.
All right, first question. What do you love about being a designer?
What I love is being able to take a big idea and turn it into a small thing, like a logo or an illustration. Bunch of big, yeah, interesting things and just make it kind of hit hard in a small little space. That's my favorite.
It's actually like the opposite of what everyone else is. I'm taking like a small little idea and like making it
I like crunching everything down into one thing. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah.
Okay. Next question about geography. How does geography affect your career or design in general? Like, what city you come from? What city you're doing design in? How does geography affect your career?
As far as my career, I'd say, I mean, being in Austin is like kind of essential to getting, you know, just getting work, because there's so much, you know, entrepreneurship happening right here in this town. So just business wise like being in Austin is awesome. Otherwise, really, like, since we have the internet and books, like, my design work and creative process doesn't need to have like a geographic bent. It does, just inevitably, but yeah, I don't think I, yeah.
What do you want to be doing in 5 years? Want to be still just doing design stuff? You want to change it up or what?
I mean, yeah, I still want to be doing design. Either, I don't know, it'd be cool to, like, get a group of friends and have, like, a real strong, like, creative collective, but, and so I'm not just doing it on my own.
What's your least favorite design trend?
let me think. I understand the irony of this, but it's designers having opinions. That's my least favorite trend, or at least that people give them, space to have opinions, especially with logo design, because it seems like all these companies have new rebranded logos and it just gets shit on, like, automatically. It's like calling a newborn baby ugly. You know it's ugly, but let it live for like a week or two before you call it ugly, and let it, maybe it'll grow on you. I don't know.
Just let this keep cooking. Yeah. We know if it's done or
yeah, not. Yeah.
Cool.
Oh god, I just spilled a drink just for the podcast.